Hello again. We're turning now to the cyber attack that brought delays to several European airports over the weekend, including Dublin. A spokesperson for Dublin Airport told us this lunchtime that manual workarounds are still in place as teams try to fix the problem. However, no delays or cancellations have been reported today. The EU's Cyber Security Agency says criminals using ransomware are behind the disruption. Joining us is Richard Brown. He's director of the National Cyber Security Centre in this country. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. What at this stage can you tell us about what happened and how it's being dealt with?
Good afternoon, Rachel, and thanks for having me on. I think as DA have pointed out and our colleagues in UNISA, this is another ransomware as a service type incident. Essentially, criminal actors have compromised a service provider, a company providing services to many airports. And that service provider, by taking down that service provider, they've removed access to some passenger data handling systems. It's a classic supply chain type incident where the airports themselves were not compromised, but because they're dependent on a single contractor, they're all affected by the outcome.
And did they seek a ransom, the people behind this?
So we're not aware of that because they're dealing directly with the vendor. The vendor is a US-based company. That's where these discussions are happening, if they're happening at all. But given that the vendor is working to rebuild systems, it suggests that they're not in that kind of business. They're just going ahead and replacing what was there.
And is it known then who was behind all of this, as in, say, where they're based?
We have all of the technical details from the incident, and we believe we know who the actor group is. Precisely where they're based is always going to be interesting and difficult to try and work out. The other thing to keep in mind here, Rachel, is that we know the malware strain used. So this is, if you like, the wholesaler or the reseller of the malware. We don't know who actually conducted the incident. This will be an affiliate, basically like a customer of the ransomware family, and they will go out and actually conduct the incident. Who this group is, we don't know yet.
We know that incidences, though, like this are becoming more prevalent. What's being done to combat them?
The degree of prevalence is a really interesting question. I mean, in the last couple of years, maybe 2 years, we'd started to see a slowdown particularly in the scale of incidents. We weren't seeing as many very large incidents. But in the recent past, we've seen very large incidents in Marks & Spencer's and the Co-op in the UK, in Jaguar Land Rover in the UK, and now this incident as well. And we see an ongoing pattern of these in the background all the time. So it's clear that the groups are getting better, they're getting more aggressive, and they're getting, if you like, more adept at getting around some of the protections, particularly on large operators. I mean, companies like this operating at this scale, you know, are usually not compromised. And that indicates a more systematic problem happening in the background. I think it's worth pointing out as well that there's a huge amount of work at a national and commercial level happening to defeat these kind of operators. I mean, I could spend hours going through the work we've been going through domestically and at the European and global level with partners, not just since the HSC incident, but before it, to try and get ahead of these groups and to build better and more resilient systems. But I think what we can look to now at a European level, particularly in the context of upcoming legislation here and at a European level in NIS2, that's the European Network and Information Security Directive 2, is a completely revised system to protect, manage and monitor incidents of this kind. This is a societal challenge of a scale we've never really experienced before. The vulnerabilities these entities are seeking to exploit are in every single software platform, the devices we use, the services we rely on every day. What we're trying to achieve is to rebuild, fix and protect these systems while they're being used by billions of people all the time.
Richard Brown, thank you for talking to us this afternoon.